I've heard it said that the universe is language. Not that they say which language, just that it is language. I happen to think it's probably in Latin. At least here, in this particular culture. Anything in Latin automatically seems, though it may be meaningless, to have a kind of weight. It has a heaviness to it, a kind of cultural gravity. The idea of language itself is vaguely memetic, because it is conveyed within a communication. Therefore, the idea is implicit in the medium. It gets better, though. The universe is language, and according to Burroughs, language is an alien virus. So, the universe is an alien virus. This is a fine example of nonsense that holds a secret. More often than not, it is my belief that the entire universe consists of mind, like entities in a state of perpetual telepathic communication with each other. Latent omniscience seems to be a logical extension of the union collective unconscious, the idea being that each of us build a level of consciousness, is all the time in touch with a much wider range of information than we could ever be consciously aware. Were we aware consciously that we were a part of this great harmony, the integrity of our individual personalities would be compromised. However, even if it isn't yet, this may be where we end up. Saturating the entire universe with a conscious network of information? It could be done with any number of means. Quorum sensing is the ability of bacteria to communicate and coordinate behavior via signaling molecules, depending on their number. For example, opportunistic bacteria, such as Pseudomonas aeruginosa, can grow within a host without harming it until they reach a certain concentration. Then they become aggressive, their numbers sufficient to overcome the host's immune system and form a biofilm, leading to a disease. Quorum Sensing, 2006, Wikipedia.org. If we can construct and modify bacteria at will, we have computational devices. The border between biological and digital is irrelevant. We can eventually turn bad yogurt into a supercomputer. And we can get smaller still, quantum dots, DNA computing, virtual reality using foglets, and larger, building supercomputers in giant rings around the sun, or utilizing black holes as computers, analyzing Hawking radiation for data output from the equations. If all of this is theoretically possible, then proposing that the universe is filled with vast pools of living, conscious information becomes no longer an anarchical love faith, but an empirical truth. This has led to a constant scrutiny by academic researchers, convinced that at some point they or their protege, or their colleagues will someday uncover a secret of life extension and enhancement that would reverse this entropic trend. They call themselves extropians, or transhumanists, futants, singularitarians, or futurists, but their goals remain the same, transformation of the mortal human to the immortal transhuman. Even more important than their objectives, though, are their social circles, and the best way to get there, to achieve the singularity, is to get the message out there and to achieve some sort of dialogue about the future. Even things as far off radar as enhanced animal rights. Grant Morrison hit the nail on the head with We Three, and I can't wait to see that shit on a movie screen. He's not the only author out there who is bringing these fringe issues into cultural dialogue, but he's very high profile right now because his work in comics is reaching an incredible number of people each month. In fact, a number of the technologies explored in detail in Rakert Wiles' book are illustrated in the works of comic book authors. In Grant Morrison's Superman Run, these technologies are impacting the cultural background. He even put the X-Men up against Manos Sentinels. Fabrics were first introduced to me in the pages of Transmetropolitan, and in fact transhumanism themes are scattered all over Warren Ellis fiction. Nanotechnology is playing increasingly important roles in plot lines of mainstream comics. We are being provided with hints about our future from the most unlikely corners, just like Philip K. Dick intimated in his journals and novels. Nonlinear thinking creates new networks, and these networks have a very real effect on the overall production of knowledge.
Fat Trampled.
Yes, Dr. Stone said. The logos would be living information, capable of replicating.
Replicating not through information, Fat said, in information, but as information. This is what Jesus meant when he spoke elliptically of a mustard seed which, he said, would grow into a tree large enough for birds to roost in.
There is no mustard tree, Dr. Stone agreed. So Jesus could not have meant that literally. That fits with the so-called secrecy theme of Mark, that he did want outsiders to know the truth, and you know.
Jesus foresaw not only his own death, but that of all. Fat hesitated. Homoplasm mates. That's a human being to which the plasmid has cross-bonded. Interspecies symbiosis. As living information, the plasmid travels up the optic nerve of a human host to the pineal body. It uses the human brain as a female host.
Dr. Stone grunted and squeezed himself violently.
In which to replicate itself into its active form, Fat said. The Hermetic alchemists knew of it in theory from ancient texts, but could not duplicate it, since they could not locate the dormant buried plasmid.
Valis, 1981, Philip K. Dick, P52. Comics transcend written text. The sketch of Wonder Woman, or Batman, or whatever underwear pervert you choose. Your existence is obvious even if you don't have the capacity to understand the English in the text balloons. They are showed in situations identifiable based on visual elements as much as by the accompanying text. They exist as entities of information, with a medium complex enough to generate an environment where they can change and grow. Meanwhile, a dictionary is the hypertext of everything written in the language it comprises. In Bill Whitcomb's book The Magician's Companion, he says when you symbolize something, you impose the deep structure of the symbol system used on the way you perceive the thing symbolized. Just simply naming something isn't enough to grasp the essence of a spirit, at least not in English. Bill Whitcomb goes on to state that any pattern of sufficient complexity will act intelligent when treated as an entity. Language is an incredibly complex and adaptable entity, and the greater context of language, when including all those triggers which convey information are included, gives a profound multi-layered experience, in which we are all awash. This overall context can never be fully controlled with today's technology, but that will not be the case a few years from now. What kind of strange new manifestations are we going to encounter when we gain complete and utter control of the experiences an individual can have?